It was our infirmities that he bore, said Isaiah, and our sufferings that he endured. This song of the suffering servant. He was pierced for our offenses, crushed for our sins. And all we like sheep have gone astray, each one following his own way. And God has laid on him the guilt of us all. So we've come together this day to look at this suffering servant and to embrace the instrument of his suffering, to venerate the cross. Now, isn't that strange? To venerate the cross, this horrible instrument of torture and death and terror and guilt and shame, to come up and embrace it? I mean, wouldn't you just as soon embrace the hangman's noose? Or embrace the electric chair? Or embrace and reverence with a kiss the machinery of lethal injection? Isn't this strange that we're going to come and embrace the cross? But in this veneration, in this embrace, in this kiss, on which this instrument on which hung the salvation of the world, it's transformed. And we are transformed. All things become new. For this cross that's an instrument of terror, used by the Romans to terrorize whole populations of people, which is the very symbol of the fear of suffering and death. When we embrace this symbol of perfect love, our fear is cast out. Perfect love cast out fear. So for us, by the blood of his cross, Jesus has obtained our peace. Our peace with God. We're no longer afraid to die. And those who are not afraid to die are not afraid to live. So through this instrument of terror, we come to have peace. It's an instrument of guilt. People they put on there were guilty of crimes. So we embrace this instrument of guilt and there find God's forgiving love. It becomes the source of our innocence before God. No longer declared guilty, but innocent, forgiven. it's a source of shame. It was the ultimate way of shaming somebody, hanging them up there with nothing on, stripped of their garments, so that people could come and mock and jeer and laugh at their bodily functions as they died. This was the ultimate way to shame somebody. But Jesus, by his suffering and shame, has purchased for us the glory of the children of God. No longer shame, but glory. Embracing the cross, the fear becomes peace. The guilt becomes innocence. The shame becomes his glory and ours. For by his wounds we are healed.